AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A leader of the militant group Hezbollah has reportedly been killed in an Israeli drone attack in southern Lebanon. Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Israeli airstrike killed the elite Hezbollah commander in an escalating exchange of strikes along the border that's raised fears of another Mideast war, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. Hezbollah has identified the slain figure as Wissam al-Tawil, a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, on a trip to the region, says four key Arab nations and Turkey have agreed to begin planning for the reconstruction and governance of Gaza once Israel's war against Hamas ends. In this country, the Federal Aviation Administration has approved guidelines for inspecting and repairing door plugs on Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after an Alaska Airlines flight suffered a blowout Friday. Alaska and United Airlines have grounded their MAX 9s. United says it's found loose bolts and other installation issues in its inspections. Boeing shares fell 8% today, putting a drag on the Dow. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Wall Street rallied to claw back almost all of the losses from its slow start to the year. The S&P 500 jumped 1.4%, back within 0.7% of the record high it reached 2 years ago. The Nasdaq Composite shot 2.2% higher. The Dow lagged the market with a gain of just 216 points, about 0.6%. Boeing dragged on the Dow after one of its jets suffered an in-flight blowout over the weekend. Boeing gave back 8%. Oil and gas companies also dropped after crude oil prices tumbled on worries about weaker demand. Gains for big tech stocks and much of the rest of the market overshadowed those losses. The yield on the 10-year Treasury pulled back to 4%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. College football's national championship game is set for tonight. Undefeated Michigan taking on undefeated Washington. Mark Myers has more on the Wolverines.
The Wolverines are 14-0, and leading the way is J.J. McCarthy, who head coach Jim Harbaugh calls the best Michigan quarterback in school history, and running back Blake Corum, who has scored 26 total touchdowns this season. Corum says he's ready to finally end that championship drought.
Yeah, it's been a long time, like you said, 97, which was a great team, and you know, Michigan has had great teams since then. But, you know, I think since it's been such a long time, it makes the stage even bigger.
On defense, the Wolverines have the nation's number one rated unit, allowing only 10 points per game. Mark Myers, Houston.
Thank you, Mark. ESPN has the broadcast. Kickoff set for shortly after 7:30 Eastern. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.